You have attuned to WOPOP on KEXP 90.3, online at kexp.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host. Thanks for tuning in, and it is with great pleasure to have Rahim Alhaj in the studio playing music from his new record, Letters from Iraq. Thank you for being here. Let's hear some music. That's beautiful. Rahim Alhaj on WOPOP on KEXP, where the music matters. Rahim, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The record is gorgeous. I got it before many people did, and I played that song the last time We'll Fly Birds.
Oh.
And it was one of those moments when I was like, okay, because, you know, we play a lot of different music, but there was something about that really struck me. It was just like, okay, I'm going to need to take a moment after to compose myself because there's so much emotion in that song. Tell me a little bit about that. What is it about that song?
Yeah, well, actually, all the record, I mean, basically, it's a written letters by Iraqi women and children and to United States during the occupation that time and period. And this last time, We Flying Bird, it's a letter written by a teenager, actually. He raised in home in Bijans. And in Baghdad, you know, their houses is close to each other. So they raise in the home in Bijan on the roof of their house. And this also, it's occasion to see his girlfriend because there is almost impossible, not possible, but it's really difficult to get with your girlfriend. So while she is doing the laundry and it's outside and he has a home in Bijan, so that the way he meet his girlfriend and he flying the bird. Mm-hmm. And one day he was in the school and coming back and he was, it was a huge chaos. So there is a car bombing near his house, which demolished all his house. Now problem is not just the house, is the roof and the coop of the home in Bijan, they cannot stand. They need their home. So they flying around the house. So he saw his birds from far, you know, when he's come in his home, just whirling, you know, just like around the house, which is weird. That time should be inside the So he wrote this letter to United States saying, that's what happened to me. Have you ever noticed or have you ever experienced that you come home and you don't have a roof of your house? Have you ever experienced that you haven't sanctioned we fight for one egg for six people?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever went to school and you're hungry? Have you ever come back and you are home in Bijan's scared? Mm-hmm. Fallen around, and they not have place to sit. It's, and this is hundreds and thousands of stories like mm-hmm. that. I was fortunate to get this letters in my hand, and I said, wow, this is a historical moment. This is a historical document.
Absolutely.
And I need to do something about it. In fact, in the beginning, I said, oh, I'm coming back to the United States, and I do some lectures and presentation mm-hmm. about it. And then I promised myself to be faithful to the letter. So when I composed this music, it was really note by note and letters by letters to get the meaning of what they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
This is a period of time of occupation and sectarian violence.
There's a lot of confusion in the United States about what is going on over there. From what I'm feeling, what people, I'm hearing from people is that there's exhaustion at what's happening in Syria, what's happening in Iraq, what could
Yemen.
Be happening in
Yemen,
what's happening
Libya.
In Yemen, of course, Bahrain. The music from these cultures is some of the most beautiful music ever composed, is some of the oldest music ever composed, some of the oldest music ever recorded during the Ottoman Empire.
Right.
I play this music to represent the culture in a way that counters what the news media is talking about it. You're actually performing it. You have an oud. You've been you were in Baghdad. You studied. And you had some horrendous experiences in Baghdad. You were in prison for a couple of years. You got out, and you're still representing the culture. You're still telling the story. if there is one thing that right now you could tell our audience what they should know about this music, about this culture that they don't know yet. And I don't put you on the spot. It might be nothing, but what you had to choose these letters. If there are thousands of letters, but you chose those. What made you choose those? What can you tell our audience about your culture and about the music that represents it?
Yeah, I mean, these are the letters that I was, like I said, obligated to make it to the public. Now, my message in that, please open your heart, your mind, and your eye, that this is our world. This is not just your country. You live in Iraq and Syria or Bangladesh or Yemen. No. It's all our home. It's one globe. And that's when we need to take care of it for generations to come. Now, we are responsible, absolutely responsible 100% about what's going on right now in the world. If our government, they need to make destruction, we should stop them because it's not up to them. Absolutely. It's up to these children who will inherit this pain for generations to come. Now, our responsibility is one. All of us, we have children, and we need to take care of them. So it's not saying I don't care because it's far away from me. No. It happened in Paris. It happened in Baghdad. It happened in Damascus. It happened here. And it's happening. It's not happened, but it's happening. So what we need to take our really responsibility seriously and to stop this madness, because it's going to come over and over and over again. You think of, for example, in Syria, which is I lived for 8 years in Damascus. It's the most beautiful, gorgeous city in the planet. You walk on the 5,000 of years of street. It's not ruin. It's not you go there and you visit and take a picture. No. You live in it. Mm-hmm. In Damascus right now, for example, there's 5 million children. 5 million children displaced. And they have no parents. There's 21 million under level of poverty.
Yeah.
There is every single city in Syria is demolished almost by the name of violence, of the name of winning that war. Nobody will win war. Nobody. Because war is, quite frankly, it's just destruction. You kill. It's easy. But making beauty is hard. So that's what we're doing. This musician, this is a beautiful musician. I've never played with them before. We had just one rehearsal, and they melt my heart. You know, crying when
we have some talent in Seattle. Thank you. Let me introduce them first, please. So, of course, we have Rahim Alhaj on oud, Issa Malouf on percussion, Heather Bentley on viola, Rajan Krishnan Swami on cello, Victoria Parker on violin, Stephen Ashermer on bass, and Rachel Pearson on violin. Thank you for being here. Appreciate that. War is horrific, but music is an amazing counter to that. I was in Jordan last month. I visited the Zaatari refugee camp, and I found musicians. I found people expressing themselves through that.
Correct.
More than anything, any other kind of art form. Being a musician, being a composer, I ask this question a lot, so I'll ask you too. What is it about music that creates this, I don't want to say therapy, but just like, it feels like the natural reaction to the horror of war. What is that?
The music, actually, it's part of our life. We sing. It's part of our everyday life, and we cannot escape it. Nobody will not listen to music. It doesn't matter what kind of music to listen to. The matter is how this music, we can take it as a form, and we perform it to point to make difference. See, since I started when I was 9, I abdicated completely after, you know, imprisoned and tortured in Iraq for 2 years. But this has never stopped me than to talk about women and children, their tragedies, their stories. And I'm obligated till the day I will be, until I expired, to make this women and children around the world, not in Iraq and the Middle East, whatever story that I feel like women, right, really does not have right, I will fight for it. Or children, they does not have right in the world, I will fight for it. In fact, last year, I did a benefit concert in Santa Fe, and Issa Maalouf was with me also, and I sold probably a lot of painting, which I created and I collect. And there's beautiful, wonderful, famous artist who donated one piece, and we made $40,000. In fact, I'm going in Syria, in Damascus, in April, hopefully, that I will deliver the money for these children in Damascus.
Beautiful. It would be silly not to talk about this, but it would be difficult sometimes to even come back in the country because the situation, political situation has changed pretty dramatically. You were here just recently playing at Benaroya Hall, a collection of musicians from the banned countries. And, of course, we did banned in the USA and continue to play music from countries of artists that are having a difficult time coming to the States. Being a musician and knowing how powerful to share this music and this culture is to the world, I don't want to put you on the spot again, but...
No, please do.
Okay. What can people who think that it's a good idea to bar people from those countries and even artists from those countries come in, what should they know about artists from those countries?
Absolutely, just beautiful things. I mean, you think of these countries, Iran, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Iraq, these create beautiful, by the way, the cradle of civilization started there in Iraq, in Persia. And I have really, most often I say this word, comment, actually, in, last year, I received the National Heritage Award.
Congratulations.
Right? So, and thank you. So, I received a beautiful letter from President Obama. Beautiful. And saying, Rahim, thank you very much for enriching our country. Thank you very much by contributing to this country as much as other American who is, are here. And your music, beautiful, and so forth. And the ironic thing is, 2 months later, we have a new administration. I'm not welcome in here. So the new administration doesn't really acknowledge me. I'm doing something good to my new country, which I live here for 17 years. I'm more American than others who take it for granted for this country. So I am working hard, really, to put this human face. I said more often that we need to exercise our humanity. These countries, I'm talking about people, children, women, musician, poet, writer, engineers, saying something, for example, 13% of medical provider in the United States from these three countries, Iraq, Iran, and Syria and Lebanon. 13%. So, and you think of Iran, for example, and it's like every country, it doesn't matter where you come from. It's not just because the government decided this country is bad and we don't need them to come in. Well, it's not about that. Nobody is bad in this country. Nobody in this globe is bad. Just because we label them, they are bad. That doesn't mean I'm bad. I'm from Iraq. It doesn't mean Saddam is most horrifying and incredible person in the planet, right? But that doesn't mean he represents Iraqi children who wrote these letters, for example. So I think what we should do right now is not about the ban. And we protested, and I'm grateful for Seattle, really. When I came here, and I said, thank you very much, Seattle, for starting this movement that not under my name. And we actually, because of Seattle, we made all this protest in New Mexico and in all over the country. So I think this is just a simple of saying, not under my name.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Please come back again.
I will.
Rahim Alhaj on WOPOP on KEXP 90.3, where the music matters. Big shout out to Kevin Suggs, Jim, Justin, Alia, and John Kurtzer for making this happen. KEXP 90.3, where the music matters.